Hey everybody, welcome to Soto Mojo Minipod number 6, your almost daily look at where the Mariners stand in the wild card race. This is Soto Mojo contributor Colby Patnode coming at you here on Friday, the day before, or the day of, what turns out to be a crucial series against the Oakland A's. Since the last time we joined you, things have gone poorly for the Seattle Mariners. They've dropped 5 straight, including being swept by the red-hot Baltimore Orioles. And as if that wasn't bad enough, basically everybody ahead of them has played significantly better ball than them. And the Mariners now find themselves 4.5 games out of the wild card race after being right there, half game back, about 6 days ago. So perhaps even worse than that is that there are now 5 teams ahead of the Mariners for that wild card spot. 4.5 games in a month is doable. Jumping over 5 teams is going to be tough. Thankfully, they play Texas a few times still. They play Los Angeles a few times, including coming up on this homestand. So those 2 teams, you could jump. Baltimore and Tampa Bay, again, we've seen those teams. Baltimore's hot right now, but are they significantly better than the Mariners? No. The Mariners had a chance to win 2 of those 3 games against Baltimore and probably should have won at least one of those, but they didn't play well enough to do that. So it's unfortunate, but that's where the Mariners stand right now. Minnesota still holds that wild card spot. They're on fire. They've won 4 in a row. They are 1.5 games ahead of Los Angeles, who made 2 big additions yesterday. They traded for Brandon Phillips to greatly improve their second base situation. And, of course, the big deal is they traded for Justin Upton, who is going to go ahead and slide into left field. This gives the Angels a very, very good middle of the lineup. You have Trout. I'm assuming in some order you'll have Calhoun, Phillips, Trout, Pujols, he's okay now. He's not very good, actually, but he's still power RBI guy. Anderton Simmons and Justin Upton, that's a pretty good, you know, 6-man lineup right there. Still have the pitching issue, so we'll see what happens there. But the Mariners, as I said earlier, they start a series against the Oakland A's today. What has become really a crucial series, at minimum, they need to win this series. They need to take at least 2 of 3, but in all realistic sense, they probably need a sweep. although every time we think the Mariners need to do this or need to do that, they just have a way of just staying in it, maybe in the way we don't really expect, but they definitely need to win this series, and a sweep would go a long way into turning things around. They start tonight's game against Oakland. The pitching matchup for tonight is Sean Manaea versus new Mariner, as of, 2 days ago, Mike Leake, making his first start for the Seattle Mariners. we'll see. Leake is a sinker, cutter type of guy. Throws a lot of strikes, works fast, gets a lot of ground ball outs, which should help the Mariners. On 710 ESPN Seattle, Derek Gould of who covers the St. Louis Cardinals, he compared Mike Leake to kind of a Kyle Loesch, Jeff Suppan type of guy who is going to be the number 4 guy in your rotation and just eat up 190 innings and a quality start machine. So 6 innings, 3 runs every time out, basically. Leake's been struggling quite a bit recently. Over his last 10 starts, he has a 6.94 ERA. But, before that, he had a sub-3 ERA. His overall career numbers are about in line where they are normally. Leake's not a guy who's going to strike people out, but he's not going to walk guys. The ball will be put in play, a lot of soft contact, and if he can stay away from the home run ball, then he's a very solid add. We'll break down the actual trade more on the big podcast later this week, but we'll see what Mike Leake has tonight. Manaea has pitched against the Mariners with some interesting results. At times he's looked dominant, at times he hasn't. You just look at some of the breakdowns here. Nelson Cruz is hitting .545 against him with two home runs. Guillermo Heredia, I'm sure, will find his way into the lineup. He's hitting .400 in 10 at-bats. But he's very effective against lefties. Robinson Cano hitting .133, as is Kyle Seager. So I'm sure you'll see Danny Valencia in the lineup instead of Yonder Alonso tonight. You'll see, I'm sure, Mitch Haniger will be in the lineup tonight. Kyle Seager, probably Robinson Cano, both going to be in there, but I wouldn't be shocked if Taylor Motter got a start to kind of give Robbie another day off on that hamstring. But we'll see what happens there. Sean Manaea versus Mike Leake tonight at Safeco Field. Tomorrow, it's Jarrell Cotton versus Giovanni Gallardo. On paper, this probably favors the Oakland A's. But do remember that Giovanni Gallardo, since returning to the rotation, if you take away the disaster of a start he had against Kansas City, he has a 4.78 ERA, which isn't great, but it's definitely workable with this offense. And of all the teams that he's pitched against this year, he actually has done very well against the A's, holding them to a 2.95 ERA in four games, including three starts. So we'll see what happens there with Gallardo. He's been better lately, even though most people won't admit it. Again, Jarrell Cotton, the Mariners have, for the most part, they've handled him pretty well. Robinson Cano and Nelson Cruz are both hitting over .500. Ben Gamel's, 1-for-3. Guillermo Heredia is actually 1-for-3. Mitch Haniger, a lot of guys hit him well. Again, all this is very small sample size. Obviously, Cotton's a young guy, but we'll see what he can do on Saturday. It'll be Cotton versus Gallardo. And then on Sunday, we have right-handed pitcher Daniel Gossett versus left-handed pitcher Andrew Albers. Albers has been very good since his return, or since his arrival to the Seattle Mariners. Last week, or his last start was technically his worst. He gave up 11 hits in five innings to the Yankees, but of course there were the five first-inning errors in that game. So even though he allowed eight runs, only three were earned. He really pitched much better than that. His pitch count got elevated as a result of all the errors. So I expect Albers and Safeco Field to pitch really well. I think this actually favors the Mariners in terms of the pitching matchups this weekend. Not a lot, but I do think it's a advantage to the Mariners, who are so happy to be back home. They had the off day in Seattle yesterday, and they need it badly. Quick look around to see what everybody else is doing. Texas, who's a half game ahead of you, starts a series against the Angels. You kind of have to root for Texas in that one because the Angels are 1.5 games back of Minnesota. They're the first team out of the playoffs right now. Tampa Bay plays the White Sox. Probably not going to get much help there. But to be honest, I'm not worried about Tampa Bay at all. I don't think they're that good. I think they're going to fall back in the pack. They're playing pretty good ball right now. They've won 7 at their last 10. But I'm not all that worried about them, to be honest. Baltimore continues their four-game series against Toronto. That's a real slugfest of a series right there. Baltimore snapped their 7-game win streak yesterday. Toronto beat them 11-8. And then you have Kansas City playing Minnesota. It's a big series for Kansas City. They are 4.5 games back, like the Mariners. They get three games here against Minnesota. If they can find a way to sweep, they're right in the thick of things somehow. But we'll see what happens there. You still need to be. It's a situation where the Mariners are basically. You kind of have to pick which team you want to root for, and which team you think is the biggest competition of the Mariners, and root for whoever they're playing. So if you believe that's Minnesota and Los Angeles, then you need to be rooting for Texas and Kansas City tonight. But that will go ahead, and I don't have anything else to add. That will wrap things up here on Episode 6 of the Soto Mojo Minipod. Go Mariners. Hey, they're not out of it yet. Every time this team makes you believe they're out of it, they come back. They had two five-game losing streaks in August, and yet here they sit just 4.5 back despite all the injuries, despite the inconsistent play. They're still in it, guys, so keep the faith and bring it, and let's go Mariners. Let's get a big series win here at home.